get a radio check, please?
Help me, your pool quieting into the repeater. Beautiful signal. This is N0TR.
TR, thank you. Was having some very strange interference on 146.610. I turned off my computer monitors, and it cleared up.
Well, I can't understand that. Just kidding. I don't know what to tell you on that. Mr. Dave, W4DJW, is the computer expert here. So he would be the one I would consult in that respect.
I'm going to keep kind of troubleshooting with it because I could take my HT and I could move it to where my computer, my two monitors are set up for work, and I would get, maybe F4 worth of just fuzz, and then I'd walk away and I could go to different areas of the house but still near the monitors, and I would get it. And so I don't know if I just need to get some toroids and play with those, or I'm just going to work on troubleshooting a little bit. It's never done this before. I got an interesting little puzzle here.
My name's Tom, by the way. What type of power supply are you running on this particular radio you're talking on? I do hear a little bit of a continuous 60-cycle hum, but it's not abusive by any means, shall we say.
I am getting that, a little reaction out of it. It's a Pyramid 12-amp, so I am suspecting it's a little underpowered for this radio. I have the radio on 25 watts right now, but I am getting some oddity going on with the power when I hit the push to talk button.
Analyze that correctly, and when you're up there at 50 watts, you'll be drawing somewhere between 9 and 12 amps, something like that. If memory serves me right. And I don't know if you're running a switch mode supply or an analog. I'm an old timer. I prefer the analogs, although they've perfected the switch modes to where they're doing real good now. I still shy away from them because they're basically not repairable, economically, feasibly speaking. But you could be pressing it on the wattage there, but not knowing exactly what you're drawing at that power, I wouldn't want to say for sure.
Just switching power supply, and when I hit push to talk, I'm hearing a click. So I don't know if I have a faulty line conditioner on here with the power surge line conditioner it's plugged into, or if it's the power supply, and the power supply just doesn't have enough peak amperage to supply the radio.
Yes, sir. This is N0TR. Well, we're at low, so I'm going to have to go, but I would say if you can put a voltmeter on that, it should be at 13.8, and when you key the mic, it should not drop very much at all. If it sags a whole lot, well, you answered your question, that yes, you need a new power supply, and I'd highly recommend the Astron analog supplies are my very favorite. They're repairable. They're very long-lasting and worth every dime. So you have a good day, sir, and nice talking to you this morning. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final.
Pretty much, Tom. I wrote down Astron power supply. I'll check into that, and then I'm probably going to pull this line conditioner off, see how it does on regular power. But, just more interesting little troubleshooting things make my brain work. So thank you very much for your feedback this morning. KO4DEW, clear and monitoring.